The NFL, or the MLB, excuse me, continues to trickle out awards.
MVP comes out tonight.
MVP is tonight. Spoiler, Aaron Judge is going to win. Seth
Hopefully
Lugo
not unanimous.
Is, yeah, true.
He's probably going to win unanimous.
He's probably going to. But last night, saw the Cy Young Awards announced. No surprises on either side. But Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans both finished top five. Lugo finished runner-up. Mm-hmm. Cole Reagans was fourth in this one, just behind Emmanuel Clase, the closer from the Cleveland Guardians. So the Royals had two pitchers.
Two starters in the top three.
In the top three of the Cy Young. Bobby's going to be runner-up, we presume, tonight. The manager was runner-up, was Q. J.J. Piccolo somehow didn't win executive of the executive of the year. It's just like this whole thing is pretty funny in a way to step back and discuss the acquisitions and what the cost was to acquire two of the pitchers we just discussed, Lugo and Reagans, and yet it's not good enough for executive of the year.
More time is needed to push him higher up this list, but I can confidently say right now, J.J. Piccolo is a top 10 GM in baseball. Show me an argument on the opposite side of it. He works with less resources than 90% of the rest of baseball, and he got two top five finishers in the AL Cy Young on one, a below league market deal, like not market deal for what he was owed, but low below market of what a normal starter gets in baseball. And the other guy he got for 3 months of Aroldis Chapman. Those are the guys who just finished two in the top four of the MLB Cy Young. He added Cutrero after taking over for Dayton Moore. And I think the underrated part of this is he brought in Brian Sweeney. He found a capable pitching coach to make a difference on this. So, like, he's a top 10 GM in baseball right now. It is kind of stupid he didn't win executive of the year. I'm sorry, just real quick. So, just all these, second and fourth in the Cy Young, runner-up for manager of the year, went from 56 wins to a playoff team. I'm just real
Again,
quick.
The Brewers executive won.
What does it take in somebody, order to get the award?
People were asking on the text line who actually won executive of the year. A couple weeks ago, it was announced it was the Brewers executive.
And what, the Brewers won one more game than they did last year?
Correct. They did lose a star player.
We discussed it. Star player, and there was a thought they were going to have a huge drop-off, and they didn't, and then they still won the division. But yes, this is why any of the awards markets, whether we're talking NFL MVP or Major League Baseball MVP, like all this stuff, when you have not computers spitting out, you know, just results space, and when you have humans factoring in to the voting process, you're going to have some bizarre ballots that come out. And we saw that with what's his name being left off. Q was left off somebody's ballot the other night for manager of the year, which how do you even leave him off the ballot? I am fascinated a little bit of just where the votes look like tonight for Bobby Witt Jr., even though we all know he's probably going to be runner-up, but just, is it unanimous? Does somebody out there give him, you know, the third-place votes instead of second? He should have no votes other than first or second tonight. Aaron Judge should obviously probably only have first-place votes.
I guarantee you that if you, like, made a national person put together a list right now of the best general managers in all of baseball, I bet national people wouldn't have JJ in the top 10. And it's a mistake because
I'd be lying if I told you I can name more than like five GMs in baseball.
Besides Cashman or Chris Young.
It's hard for me to judge other GMs because I don't really know the names.
But just base it on team.
Yeah.
Who are the teams that have the most success given the resources? All right, fine. You want to put the Dodgers guy in there because while he has all the resources in the entire world, he certainly takes advantage of it. But tell me how Brian Cashman is doing a better job than J.J. Piccolo. He has every single available resource to him on the entire planet. That man can't even, he got to two World Series, three World Series. I guess he got into three World Series. And the most recent, doesn't have any wins. Like, and I get it, J.J. Piccolo doesn't either, certainly. But considering the resources and the win totals, I don't know if he's doing a better job, at least on that end. Like, some of this is just, and this is why it's hard in baseball versus, like, the NFL, everyone's putting the same resources. Easy to rank the GMs. Who are the GMs who are having the most success? And somebody's going to be like, well, the one thing you judge them on is, can you keep winning without a star quarterback? Right? Because if you're winning with a star quarterback, ooh, kudos, you did it. But, like, we can all see if you're good at late-round drafting, if you're good at signing extensions that don't go south, all the things that come in there. Right now, JJ's biggest miss as a general manager, as the person in charge of the Kansas City Royals, Hunter Renfro? Like what's the single biggest miss for him? Asa Lacy? And I actually think that was Dayton. So, not even that one. So, like, it's hard right now because the most impressive thing to me to JJ right now is there's no big misses. No free agent deal that blew up in their face. No draft pick so far that has blown up in his face. I understand he's part of the previous regime. I am judging him for the time that he was the general manager of the Kansas, and like he was the person in charge.
Overall, what should matter most about this entire conversation, and when we mentioned Lugo and Reagans finishing top five, it just what we're discussing with JJ and decision-making process and what they have, is that this should make you just feel good about future decisions down the road. And ultimately,
we should just feel good rather than care what they think.
Leading you to believe that this is a team that can sustain success, that they have the right people in place to continue to evaluate big league talent, and hopefully, eventually, we're going to find out that they're evaluating through the draft as well. It's too early in the process to find out if this regime is hitting on draft picks yet. It's a couple years away from us really finding that out and developing pitching at the minor league level. But at the big league level, it's very clear. This is a much improved organization in terms of evaluating big league talent, whether it's free agency, the two names we just mentioned, Lugo and free agency, and then Reagans, of course, through trade. Last year, the Urseg trade, that clearly is another sign that at the big league level, evaluating talent, they know what they're doing there. That should give you confidence heading into 2025 and beyond that this group is not only on the right track, but you got the right people, period, in place.